So then God created the birds and the fish. He blessed them and told them to multiply so that the sea would be filled with fish of all shapes and sizes, and the air would be filled with beautiful birds. God looked at them, smiled, and said, "That's good." And finally, God made the animals, tall, skinny giraffes, furry little squirrels. He made cuddly little kittens and big, ferocious lions, animals of every kind. And then God made man and woman. The Bible says he made them to be like him, and he put them in charge of all that he had created, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living creature. So we need some creatures. So, adults, it's down to you, along with Josh and Otto and who else hasn't come up yet? Right. I want your favorite animal. Right. Preferably one that makes a suitable noise. And I want you to come up, please, making the sound of your animal. Come on, everybody. Yes. Is that a goldfish? Is that a goldfish? Come on, Kevin, I can't hear you.
Spider.
Spider? What noise does a spider make? Come on, everybody, I want some noises. Come on, everybody, come forward. Come on. Bar. Ra. Come on, then. Ra away. Come on. And the next one. Come on, come on. You can do it. You're very shy. Any more animals? Any more animals? Oink, oink. A wounded pig. Right. If you can't come forward, I want you, in your animal noises, to... if you can read that. Okay, so from Psalm 148 that we... read earlier. Let's, in your animal noises, speak in animal noises, or if you feel preferable with English, let's say together, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Let us praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the heaven and the earth." Well done. Do sit down. Thank you. So, Psalm 148, if you want to turn to it in your Bibles that we came to earlier, Psalm 148. Psalm 148 answers three questions. Who should praise the Lord? And the answer to that is everything that he has made. Psalm 148 talks about the two extremes on our planet, the heavens and the earths. And it draws on that chapter from Genesis, the days of creation. The heavens, verses 1 to 4, are the sun, moon and stars. The amazing night sky also declares the glory of God. And the earth is the other part, the world around us. That too praises God. And so should we, all of us, all of our amazing diversity. We should all be praising God. The inhabitants of the teeming oceans are called to sing beautifully, just like whales do. Even the weather starts praising God. There's no grumbling about it's too hot or too cold, too wet or too dry. Faith stretched indeed. All that geologists and botanists and zoologists study, they all join in that song of creation. Indeed, I became a teacher because I loved the world around me. That's what inspired me to become a biology teacher. So living or inanimate, animal, vegetable, mineral, chaotic stuff and solid stuff, all that we study in our sciences, all are praising God. So why should we praise God? Well, because he reigns. He is the creator God who creates and rules by his commanding word. He is the creator God who's above all things. And he's the creator God who reigns and saves and loves his children. But how can all these different things praise God? Well, simply by being what he's made them to be. So we praise him by being who he's made us to be, where he's put us, and by doing what he's given us to do. We don't need to be someone else, somewhere else, doing something else in order to glorify God. Surely it's only as we glorify God with our whole lives that we become fully ourselves. And all that God has created reflects the fullness of his character, his brilliance, his glory. And it does so by being where he wants it to be and doing what he made it to do. Storms glorify God by being uncontrollable. It's a very mountainousness of mountains that honors God. The sea, supporting abundant and hugely varied wildlife, glorifies its maker just by being the sea. So all creation praises him by being what he's made them to be. So this summer, as we go on our days off or go on our holidays to other countries, let's look around and see what God has created. Let's join with the rest of creation in praising God. And at the same time, remember that we also have a responsibility to look after this world around us. We are in charge. Genesis 2:15 reminds us that we are to take care of our world. So what if the first words of the Bible were, "In the beginning, the heavens and the earth came together of their own accord"? Well, that chilling thought would affect all our hopes. If there's no creator behind the universe, then I cannot be sure that my life has any godly meaning. Does it have any godly backing? I cannot be sure if I'm working with anything significant or just working without meaning. Life cannot be meaningful unless it has meaningful resources. So with a creator, all of life takes on a new and wondrous meaning. So let's again say together, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave us a decree that will never pass away. Let us praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heaven." Amen.